これから2021年度第1回国連英検 C 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1、これから短い英文を10言います。英文は2回言います。よく聞いて会話が成り立つように最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number one.
I have a full schedule this week. I have a full schedule this week.
Number two.Would you like to take a walk to the beach? Would you like to take a walk to the beach? Number three.
When shall I return this book to you? When shall I return this book to you?
Number four. Which bag do you like better? Which bag do you like better? Number five.
I'm thinking of buying the latest smartphone. I'm thinking of buying the latest smartphone.
Number six. Why do you like these apples? Why do you like these apples? Number seven.
When is this homework due? When is this homework due?
Number eight. I'll see you again next vacation. I'll see you again next vacation. Number nine.
How did you like the movie? How did you like the movie?
Number 10. I'm not sure whether to go on to a university. I'm not sure whether to go on to a university.
Ni. これから短い会話を10言います。会話は2回繰り返します。その後、会話の内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 11. I like this leather bag.
It doesn't wear out so easily.
I like this leather bag.
It doesn't wear out so easily.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 12.
What would you like to drink?
I'm torn between apple juice and tea.
What would you like to drink?
I'm torn between apple juice and tea. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 13. He is a very accomplished scientist.
Besides, he doesn't like to show off.
He is a very accomplished scientist.
Besides, he doesn't like to show off.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 14.
You're working hard today.
I don't like to put off my work.
You're working hard today.
I don't like to put off my work. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 15. I wonder why the machine doesn't work.
It's out of order.
I wonder why the machine doesn't work.
It's out of order.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 16.
I need to get a ticket for the bus.
I'll keep an eye on your suitcase.
I need to get a ticket for the bus.
I'll keep an eye on your suitcase. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 17. My coffee cup is broken.
I'll replace it.
My coffee cup is broken.
I'll replace it.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 18.
She plays the piano very well.
She's an extraordinary pianist.
She plays the piano very well.
She's an extraordinary pianist. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 19. I think there's something wrong with my stomach.
You should consult with your doctor.
I think there's something wrong with my stomach.
You should consult with your doctor.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 20.
It's been great to have you with my family.
Thank you for putting me up.
It's been great to have you with my family.
Thank you for putting me up. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean?
これから英文を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.
My name is Keiko. Let me tell you a story about my long-lost friend. His name is Ken. I met him 40 years ago when I was a senior at a university. We both majored in English literature and were in the same fourth-year seminar. Whenever I saw him, he was always writing in his small notebook. At the beginning of our fourth-year seminar, the teacher told us to write about what we wanted to do in the future. I wanted to go on to graduate school and to become a professor. There was only one graduate student accepted at our university that year, and that person was not me. I failed the exam. I never expected to experience such bitterness so early in life. Seeing my disappointment, Ken talked to me for the first time. He said, "I understand how you're feeling, Keiko. It may seem life is treating you unfairly. I've been in your position a few times. Whenever I start losing hope, there is one thing I always do. I keep doing things that I truly love to do. In my case, I want to be a good writer. That's why I practice writing every day, hoping I will be recognized as a published writer someday." Thanks to Ken's advice, I was accepted by a graduate school in America. I even got a scholarship for my work. After I got my graduate degree in English literature, a university in Japan hired me, and eventually I became a full professor. I owe Ken so much for what I am. Unfortunately, I lost track of him because I was so busy with my graduate work in America. One day, I was reading a newspaper and came across an article about a writer who was awarded a major writing prize. At last, I found my long-lost friend. He kept writing even when things didn't work well for him. He was finally recognized as a great writer at the age of 62.
Listen again.
My name is Keiko. Let me tell you a story about my long-lost friend. His name is Ken. I met him 40 years ago when I was a senior at a university. We both majored in English literature and were in the same fourth-year seminar. Whenever I saw him, he was always writing in his small notebook. At the beginning of our fourth-year seminar, the teacher told us to write about what we wanted to do in the future. I wanted to go on to graduate school and to become a professor. There was only one graduate student accepted at our university that year, and that person was not me. I failed the exam. I never expected to experience such bitterness so early in life. Seeing my disappointment, Ken talked to me for the first time. He said, "I understand how you're feeling, Keiko. It may seem life is treating you unfairly. I've been in your position a few times. Whenever I start losing hope, there is one thing I always do. I keep doing things that I truly love to do. In my case, I want to be a good writer. That's why I practice writing every day, hoping I will be recognized as a published writer someday." Thanks to Ken's advice, I was accepted by a graduate school in America. I even got a scholarship for my work. After I got my graduate degree in English literature, a university in Japan hired me, and eventually I became a full professor. I owe Ken so much for what I am. Unfortunately, I lost track of him because I was so busy with my graduate work in America. One day, I was reading a newspaper and came across an article about a writer who was awarded a major writing prize. At last, I found my long-lost friend. He kept writing even when things didn't work well for him. He was finally recognized as a great writer at the age of 62.
Number 21. When did Keiko meet Ken? When did Keiko meet Ken? Number 22. What was Keiko's major? What was Keiko's major? Number 23. Where did Keiko meet Ken? Where did Keiko meet Ken? Number 24. What did Keiko's seminar teacher tell the students to do? What did Keiko's seminar teacher tell the students to do? Number 25. What did Keiko want to do after finishing university? What did Keiko want to do after finishing university? Number 26. How was Keiko feeling when she failed the exam for her university's graduate school? How was Keiko feeling when she failed the exam for her university's graduate school? Number 27. What was Ken's advice to Keiko? What was Ken's advice to Keiko? Number 28. What happened to Keiko after following Ken's advice? What happened to Keiko after following Ken's advice? Number 29. Why did Keiko lose track of Ken? Why did Keiko lose track of Ken? Number 30. What became of Ken? What became of Ken?
これから会話を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.As a teacher, do you like online classes, Meg?
Yes and no, Jim.
Could you tell me why?
The positive things about online classes are that students tend to ask many questions and that they discuss issues through the chat function. Students don't usually ask many questions in the ordinary classroom.
That's interesting. They seem more motivated in online classes.
Another good point is that they become good at presentation.They present their assignments using slides and share them in the class.
Wow! How do they get presentation skills in an online class?
They have worked hard at how to do presentations online, both in presenting their material and maintaining the quality of their work.
It sounds great for a small-sized class. How about a large-sized online class with 50 or more students?
That's a problem I wanted to talk about.If a class does not require teacher and student interaction, a large-sized online class may be all right. But it is hard to evaluate students' accomplishment individually.
I have a suggestion for that. You may want to give them a comprehension test during a class hour.
Thank you for your advice. Let me try it next time when I teach a large class online.
Listen again.As a teacher, do you like online classes, Meg?
Yes and no, Jim.
Could you tell me why?
The positive things about online classes are that students tend to ask many questions and that they discuss issues through the chat function. Students don't usually ask many questions in the ordinary classroom.
That's interesting. They seem more motivated in online classes.
Another good point is that they become good at presentation. They present their assignments using slides and share them in the class.
Wow! How do they get presentation skills in an online class?
They have worked hard at how to do presentations online, both in presenting their material and maintaining the quality of their work.
It sounds great for a small-sized class. How about a large-sized online class with 50 or more students?
That's a problem I wanted to talk about. If a class does not require teacher and student interaction, a large-sized online class may be all right. But it is hard to evaluate students' accomplishment individually.
I have a suggestion for that. You may want to give them a comprehension test during a class hour.
Thank you for your advice. Let me try it next time when I teach a large class online.
Number 31. Why does Meg answer yes and no to Jim's question? Why does Meg answer yes and no to Jim's question? Number 32. What is one of the good points about online classes, according to Meg? What is one of the good points about online classes, according to Meg? Number 33. How does Jim feel about online classes after hearing Meg's online class experiences? How does Jim feel about online classes after hearing Meg's online class experiences? Number 34. What else have students become good at through online classes? What else have students become good at through online classes? Number 35. What is one thing students worked hard at when they gave presentations in an online class? What is one thing students worked hard at when they gave presentations in an online class? Number 36. About how many students are there in a large class, according to the conversation? About how many students are there in a large class, according to the conversation? Number 37. What does Meg say is difficult for a large online class? What does Meg say is difficult for a large online class? Number 38. What is Jim's suggestion for a large online class? What is Jim's suggestion for a large online class? Number 39. What does Meg say to Jim's suggestion for a large online class? What does Meg say to Jim's suggestion for a large online class? Number 40. What does Meg teach? What does Meg teach?